I think it was 369,000 of all of the inmates in all of the concentration camps died during World War II when they were incarcerated, but none of them were gassed because there weren't any gas chambers. I'll get the exact number for you now. It's about 300,000. It was still a very high death count. You can understand how this story could get exaggerated, as it was, to 6 million, because in Auschwitz, for example, 1/3 of the inmates died of mostly typhus. Typhus is a wasting disease. You've seen pictures of it in woodcuts during the Middle Ages in Europe during the Black Plague. You've seen woodcuts where people are beating each other and everybody's walking around in a skeleton form because the typhus, the Black Plague, wastes your body so much that you just end up looking like a skeleton. And that's how those people died. They died from typhus, which is caused by fleas, an infestation of fleas. I do feel sorry for the Jews. I myself would not want to be in a concentration camp where my fellow prisoners were dying like flies of typhus, to the point where 1/3 of my fellow inmates were killed by this disease. It's a terrible, terrible experience to go through. And it explains why they exaggerated it in kind of like a whisper campaign, all the way up to 6 million in gas chambers. I mean, once you start a whisper campaign like that, there's no end to what you end up with. The story just gets worse and worse and worse. But the story was bad enough. That's what I'm trying to say. 1/3 of the inmates in Auschwitz died of typhus, but not by gassing from Zyklon B. That's a complete mistake. Zyklon B was actually used to kill the fleas, and in the Jews' pictures that they made themselves, their little drawings, the artists, you can see a comic where one Jew is spraying another Jew's genitals with a spray can, which is what we used in the 50s to spray DDT before we had aerosol sprays. And if they'd had more Zyklon B, there would have been less deaths. That's the point I'm trying to make. There were no gas chambers. There were deaths. There were concentration camps. And God, in a sense, did send Hitler to stop the Jews, because although he failed, because Hitler was trying to stop the Jews from bringing communism into Europe, which he was unable to stop. But he tried, because the Jews killed 65 million Russians in the communist takeover, which is the biggest bloodbath that we've ever seen in the world, except for the communist takeover in China, which killed 100 million people. So Hitler didn't kill anybody. He was trying to stop the killing. He was trying to save Western civilization, which he failed to do. Mic is free.